Hello, welcome to the Chess Boxing Podcast with me, the GBF. We've also got on the podcast Cannonball. Say hello.
Hello all. Hello, internet ghosts.
And we've got your old favourite Crazy Arms.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Very good, thank you. In fact, Crazy Arms, you kick off with Lazy Arms or Crazy Arms.
Crazy Arms or Lazy Arms?
They're sort of getting less lazy, more crazy.
That was more a question for Roger.
I wouldn't say lazy at all.
No.
I mean, your work rate's pretty high, to be honest, from what I see. Maybe Zoe's working us all to the same sort of rate, but I don't know.
I have to say, we did...
bribed to say that.
We did, I'm very good with how much Zoe's pushing us.
We did some circuits at the end, and we ran round the park with our arms up in the guard.
It's
and
a
then
huge
we,
park. I think Regent's Park or Hyde Park.
Yeah, several miles. And then we ran up a hill and...
huge hill, very steep. Hill.
Yeah, you were, Mount Everest size, yes.
Yeah, no, but honestly...
Like Hovis Hill.
You were fit, mate. You've been actually working quite hard in the gym, which makes me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Well, it's okay. I'm not fighting you. I'm fighting Max. And as long as Max isn't listening to this, I'm terribly out of shape.
Well, we know everyone listens to this.
Everybody does. Yeah. The viewing figures confirm that.
Yeah, so the training's been going well then?
Training's been going well. I've just spent 2 weeks in the States eating the best quality American junk food I could find.
Nice.
I think I put on a few kilos, but probably that'll come off in the next couple of weeks.
Whereabouts in the straits were you?
So I started off in Florida, went up to Georgia, crossed to Alabama, of Tennessee, Kentucky, South Carolina, North Carolina, and then back. So.
Wow. Okay. Did you get any training done?
I did a lot of skipping, a lot of chin-ups, a bit of running, lots of soccer, funnily enough. Football, as we call it, I guess.
Did you get any chess done? That's the important thing here.
No, funnily enough, I attended a chess tournament. I went to see a scholastic tournament in Illinois. I flew to Chicago
what
for a couple.
Scholastic,
man. For school children.
Right. Okay.
So basically, I think it was sort of K-1 through 12. So basically, elementary all the way through to high school.
Okay.
But you were in there. You were there more as a sort of like official state visit sort of thing, rather than playing yourself.
No, I couldn't play. I'm a little bit too old for that. But No, a friend of mine that used to be in the chess world is now dean of students at Naperville North High School in Chicago.
So. What a life you live.
So basically, I went to visit.
everywhere.
So he's basically had a 700 player chess tournament, and I sort of said I'd go along and sort of help out.
So that's the reason you actually flew out there?
No, I flew out for a bit of a holiday, but because it coincided that I thought, you know what, just jump on a flight, so easy to do.
So Max, if you're out there listening, be afraid, be very afraid. those crazy arms are no longer lazy arms.
To be honest, I think Max has done well to stay away from training, in that he's obviously training in secret, training hard, and now he's got me really psychologically sort of upset.
Max does live in Amsterdam, so I think to expect him to come to the gym on a Saturday.
But like normally I sort of see my opponent sort of shaping up in front of me, and then I can sort of tailor my training around it. Like if I was fighting Roger, I'd know exactly what stage he was at. But when you can't see Max, you know, you're sort of picturing somebody that's sort of sweating in some sort of basement gym, rocky music in the background, sort of chiseled abs. And
yeah, I'd say that's a pretty accurate picture. He's no pushover.
He's in the dope smoking capital of the world, so hopefully he's enjoying Amsterdam.
So basically you're just applying the
stereotypes. That's a nice relaxed style.
That you have for Amsterdam.
I'm just applying my own moral code to Max. I'm hoping he's like me.
So if you're out there, Max, we'd love to hear from you how training's going. Perhaps we could even record a little phone call. You can respond to that.
Maybe a little video call so we can see how fat he's got. That would be good.
Okay. So Roger, how was training for you today?
Oh, today really good, really good. Zoe getting us working really hard on the bags, doing lots of technical work, getting our footwork better, which I think we all need a lot more than maybe punching technique, footwork and head movement, particularly for me, but I think for everyone. And then a few rounds of sparring at the end with Brian and another guy we know, Ollie. Those are pretty good. I'm feeling a lot more confident in sparring over the past few weeks. Fitness is getting a lot better, and I've been going to some of the academy classes here during the week as well, which is
okay. So how many times a week are you training now?
I'm upping it this week to 3, and running and / swimming between that, but you're pretty sore after the academy classes, so maybe a swim would be better on days off, but maybe what one swim / run a week and some downtime after the 3 classes. But
and how is your chess going? Have you identified any weaknesses in your opponent?
Well, I would like a large database to be able to research from, but since Dan doesn't seem to have gone to any tournaments recently, I can't really do my proper full-on research. So I'll just stick to the Dan I know from the club. Yeah, Dan's chest is fine. I'm trying to remember what I can about it. And there are things that I'm thinking about, like I thought about for Dave. So I'm working on that. Yeah. But the fitness is definitely the focus here. So, okay.
Yeah. Give away some secrets, Rog.
Yeah. Give away secrets.
Yeah, Dan's unlikely to be listening, and I'm not going
to
tell him.
Unlikely to be listening. He's posting last week's podcast on Facebook, so I'm sure.
Or you could try and mislead him.
Or mislead him? No, because this is like the Magnus Carlsen Fabiana Caruana situation.
Well, we had this in the chess world this week. So just to give you a bit of background, we had the best ever leak in chess.
Okay.
So basically, at the moment, we've got the World Chess Championship going on in London. If you weren't aware, we're at Game 6. Has just been played out of Game 12. So it's between the current world champion Magnus Carlsen, who is the cool man of chess, so they say. He doesn't wear glasses, so that's what makes him cool. And then the other guy, the challenger, Fabiano Caruana, may sound Italian, actually American.
Oh, he's flip-flopping between federations a lot, though.
You ever hear him, he sounds like he comes from New York. He's basically an American. So he's basically the American hope. And at the moment, like I said, the match is tied. So Caruana is sponsored by a very rich guy that lives in St. Louis, who has his own huge chess club or chess centre. And basically they put out loads of promotional videos and stuff about their guy, trying to hype him up, trying to get the crowd behind him.
Yeah.
And they showed a video, I think Monday morning, that they let out onto the web. And one eagle-eyed viewer pointed out that at some point it pans across, and while they're interviewing his coach, you can see all of his opening preparation. Lines he's preparing against Carlsen are appearing in the background. And people thought maybe it was a hoax.
Yeah.
But considering one of the lines had already been seen so far in the World Championships, it does look like it's genuine. It's a huge gaffe on St. Louis Chess Centre's part.
So you think perhaps that they could have been doing it to mislead them? But obviously
that spectre has been raised, Carlsen's not going to bite at that. And so I would expect nothing less from Dan. If I'm going to try and bluff him, then I'm not expecting him to take the bait. But I'm sure he's training hard as well in Jersey, and looking forward to
it. He's preparing at the Caro Kann. I'll let you into a secret. Roger's going to be playing the Caro Kann if you play E4.
So we had Dan we'd had Dan the podcast a couple of weeks ago. So the listeners will know exactly what Dan's like. He is super confident.
He's a confident guy.
I imagine his chess is quite
Roger?
Aggressive. I know.
Roger's a super confident guy. It's a battle of the super confidence.
We did say this on the podcast that both of them back each other to the hilt, and they're both super
back each other to the hilt.
They back themselves. Sorry, back themselves.
Yeah, the strap line is the ego must go. Yeah. The O must go, but the ego must go. They've both got the egos.
With a large O.
You can't
the
keep
ego
it.
Has landed.
Yeah.
Nice.
Somebody's going to be disappointed, because the chess boxing drawer is the rarest of rare.
Yeah, Dan's a nice guy, but there's a bit of needle with us, which I like, because in my last match with Dave is just such a lovely guy that it's difficult to work up anything with Dave, whereas me and Dan, there's a competitive edge there that I'm enjoying getting motivated from at the moment.
Good. So, Roger, just for the listeners, can you what kind of things do you do when you're not chess boxing? You have quite an interesting life outside of chess boxing, don't you?
I do a history PhD at the moment. I've just finished my first year of that, and that's at the University of Sheffield. But I only need to be there once a month. I stay in London. I essentially read Victorian newspapers for a living. I research how the railways affected how people viewed crime in the 19th century, which is a rather large topic, but
so it's a bit like how now people can fly around the world in 24 hours, and therefore you can commit a crime in Jakarta and then be in Hong Kong a few hours later.
1845.
Was this your getaway plan when you committed your crime?
Absolutely.
What crimes are you talking about?
1845, one guy poisons someone and flees to London by train, but is apprehended by police later
on. So the police realised that he could get on a train.
Yes, they did. Okay. They're not quite as bad as they're made out to be, but No, it's good.
Because Jack the Ripper, supposedly, he went to America, didn't he?
Crippen got caught, didn't he?
Dr. Crippen, yeah.
He got caught on a boat. In that they
boats are well outside of my area.
But basically Dr. Crippen killed a load of people, flees with his girlfriend,
like Harold Shipman.
Then basically they work out he's on a boat, and they basically use, I guess, Morse, maybe a telegram, to basically get the message across. So basically when they dock, the police are waiting and capture him.
Happened a lot earlier as well. Like, first murder ever to happen on a train in this country was a German. Well, I won't say of course, but a lot of people have. And
Roger, we don't have that kind of behaviour on the podcast.
We don't like the Germans when it comes to chess boxing.
They're not the views of
women. We like Germans when it comes to everything else, but not chess boxing.
Okay, this guy kills someone for his watch, pawns it, flees by ship to New York.
Mm.
The police like identify him, catch a faster ship to New York,
right.
and then are on the docks waiting for him, extradited, then come back, tried, and then hanged. It's a big...
That's commitment, isn't it, for a watch?
Absolutely huge. Yeah, I don't think he quite knew what he was doing, but yeah.
No, I suppose he doesn't.
No.
Okay,
that's my life.
Okay, well, as there's a bit of a pause, I just should mention we've got an event coming up very shortly, 8th of December.
3 weeks today.
And obviously, this is something I always say, but it's really true. We are selling out. We've got about 40 tickets on general sale left.
About 90% sold out now.
We're 83% sold out. Wow. That does include premium tickets as well, though. So if you don't want a premium ticket, you need to get onto our website, which is londonchessboxing.com. Get those tickets. You could also reach us at LDN Chessboxing on Twitter if you've got any feedback or that kind of thing. Before we get into that, though, Matt... what have you been doing then with yourself? Because you've been in America.
Yep.
But what else have you been up to? What's your training regime been like?
I did some go-karting this week.
Ooh,
I felt that was good for my reaction speeds.
It's very good for your core. You get swung around. There's a lot of G-force.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've sort of slightly pulled a muscle in my back, but like I said, Max isn't going to know that. So it should be okay by the time of the fight. I felt quite good today. In terms of other things, I've got some chess matches coming up between now and the fight. So that's proper league time control. So that's a slower form of chess than we're used to in chess boxing. But in the interim, play a bit on my phone, play a bit against the computer, play a bit online. Mm. I mean, you've got to keep sharp.
Yeah.
You've got to be used to that sort of like...
And you're the main chess coach at London Chess Box. How do you think the people have improved? Because we've had quite a few new people joining, haven't we? Today we had two new people.
So the difference is that... This is probably going to be the highest quality chess boxing night when it comes to chess. We've had higher rated players before. We've had people like Carl Strugnell they've got a title, they've got a very high ELO rating. I mean, he literally was streaks ahead of anybody else in this country. But for the first time, I'd sort of say, I don't think there's going to be a single fighter on the bill that's less than 1,400, which is an amazing thing. Mm. Normally, we have one or two fights where one of the fighters is what you'd regard as a weak social player. I think we've only got strong social as the absolute lowest.
What do you mean social?
So, you know, people that play regularly, but they don't go to a club. They don't really look at any YouTube videos. They've never really done any study.
Not much online.
They're not massive geeks like us.
Yeah, exactly. They've taken it so far, but they don't want to take it any further. Mm. You know,
they're not obsessive.
They're not obsessive. But I do feel that the audience is going to be treated to some very good chess. Actually, and funny enough, there hasn't been a lot of coaching for these guys. Because, I mean, Roger's a good strength. Dan's got a good strength to him. Brian's very, very sharp, and he is actually coming along.
Yeah.
But I'd say that he was probably the weakest of the group that I've been looking at.
I think Brian's boxing is incredibly... Oh.
He's got so much.
He's coming along.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was fancying
his fitness is
Aaron
already amazing
on the chess and Aaron on the boxing. If you'd have asked me when the fight was made, I thought it would have been competitive, but I would have edged Aaron on both. Now I'm thinking that with Brian's fitness and his newfound technique, he can cause some troubles. He's got a height advantage over Aaron. Similar weight, but probably 2-3 inches in height. And then chess.
It's an interesting fight.
Brian, if he can just sort out his time trouble, he's not used to playing blitz.
That's
so he tends to hemorrhage about 2 minutes in the middle game, which is just stupid.
Mm. He knows what he needs to do as well, though.
But he can play quick when
he has to. That where he needs to go to play blitz online all the time, just to get used to those rhythms. So, and also the slightly longer time in chess boxing will help him out a little bit, because what have we got on the night, about 11-12 minutes each, or is it 9 minutes?
It's 9 minutes each.
Usually. 9 minutes each on the night.
No, I think we'll be doing some sixes on the night.
Maybe, sixes on that, because we've got quite a few fights on the card.
There's sort of three options in chess boxing. If we've got lots of fights on the card and they're new fighters, we tend to give them 6 minutes on the clock each. Those like myself that have done it quite regularly but aren't championship standard, we're 9 minutes on the clock, and those that have basically fought at the top level and that will box a 3 minute round will play a 4 minute chess round, so they get 12 minutes on the clock. But again, very rare those.
Well, as you say, we've got a full card, which is exciting. I can't remember the last time we had five fights. I mean,
I think it's unheard of.
I think we've almost had five, and then somebody's pulled out, which obviously could still happen,
but at least we've got backups.
But anyway, even if that is the case, you're still going to have a full night of chess boxing, which is fantastic, because we've got poor old Dave Ashman is recovering, so we wish him all the best.
Yeah, keep coming forward, Dave.
Yeah.
And we've got Lars Bjorknes, who's a bear of a man.
Oh, the big man, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen him fight, Roger?
I saw his fight. He's fighting Cameron in a few weeks. I saw him fight Cameron before, and that was an interesting fight. If he's fitter, I'm very interested to see if he's fitter, what will happen in that.
Yeah.
because Cameron didn't want him getting close.
I would hope so. I think he
well, you know what happened
but
last
Cameron's
time.
Improved himself as well.
So yeah, Cameron's improved. I was about to say if Lars has come in with nothing extra, he's going to be in for a hard night. But I don't believe he would come in with nothing extra.
I think he will have been training. I think,
and also you never know because he is called Lazarus. So
that's true. He always comes back. But the trouble is, I think with Lars is I wouldn't underestimate him because if he does land a right hand, you know, he's a huge man, isn't he? So you really want to take that seriously. Timber. I know Cameron has been taking it seriously.
I think
Cameron is going to be a lot better on the chest from what I've seen, but he may have improved there. Shout out to the guys from Helsinki. Again, stepping in, there's two fighters from Helsinki. We've got Kai as well. So shout out to Kai. Yeah. We'd love to hear how your training is getting on, mate. And it'll be good to see them all. I think Tero's coming over, hopefully for the other guys.
Oh, I fought Tero. He was an absolutely fantastic chap.
And a gentleman.
Yep, absolutely. And a better boxer than me, but then again, that doesn't say a lot.
But you beat him on the board.
I believe I beat him on the board.
I think that's
you believe. I'm sure you remember, but...
Come on, Matt.
I did beat him on the board, but...
Yeah. Blow your own trumpet a bit.
So we're very much looking to see those guys when they come over. So I think we'll maybe wrap things up. Roger, have you got anything to add? Do you want to say hello to your mum?
No, I'm not sure she listens, but if she is, hello. Okay. And just looking forward to 3 weeks from now.
We're looking forward to seeing you in the ring. And Matt, have you got anything to add to the podcast?
No. I'm about to say I'm all out of words.
All out of words, okay. Well, that's it from me, the Grievous Body Farmer. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the 8th of December. Get your tickets at londonchessboxing.com. You can also see the fight live on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/londonchessboxing. And that's it. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks very much.